But before that, let's begin at the beginning. Before the script, before the storyboard, before the very first meeting, a film needs to come from an idea. So where and why does inspiration strike? And what's going on in the brain? To help us understand the inner workings of inspiration, we're joined by Dr. Anna Abraham, a neuropsychologist from Leeds Beckett University. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
So what's going on in the brain during this creative process?
The first ideas to try and understand what was going on in the brain was to look at, you know, single regions, to try and see whether one part of the brain, the right brain, was more creative than the left brain and so on.
I remember seeing online, like, are you right-brained or are you left-brained? One's maths, one's creativity. Is it as simple as that?
It's not, unfortunately, for us, because it makes things more complicated. For a long time, it was thought to be true, and it's not completely illogical why they assumed that. It's because most of the tasks they were comparing it to were sort of logical tasks, such as how do you tie a shoelace or something like that. And you compare something like a logical task to a creative task, then the right brain would be more involved because the right brain is more spontaneous, generative. But in the meantime, we know that both sort of modes of operation are equally important. It's important to have this spontaneous generative aspect in order to generate many ideas, but it's as important to have a controlled, reflective part or a mode as well in order to pick the best ideas, to truly pick the most original idea, to be as creative as you can.
So different regions are sort of better at doing different things, but all of the regions need to kind of talk to each other and work together to get this whole creative process going.
Exactly. It seems to be the case that in most other sort of non-creative aspects of thinking, you would need only one or the other network of brain regions. But in terms of creative thinking, you actually need this very sort of dynamic interplay between quite different networks of brain regions that are either being very spontaneous or very deliberate. And it needs to be working in unison together.
Okay. And in terms of when someone comes up with a new idea, where is that coming from? How is the brain sort of generating this new, never-before-seen thing?
Our ideas come from our own minds. Our minds are very powerful things, though, and we're not really quite sure exactly how ideas come about, but we're getting closer to these answers. So we take in a lot of information every day through our senses, consciously, unconsciously. A lot more goes in than we are even aware of. But then the true magic begins after that, because all of this information, once it's stored, is weakly or strongly associated with every other piece of information in the brain. And when we're trying to generate new ideas, it's all about how these different pieces of information can be combined in novel ways. And some of us are better at getting at these original novel combinations than others.
I see. So it doesn't come from nothing. You're just taking different parts of experience and just combining them in new ways.
That's exactly it. So you take in a lot of information from different sources. So let's say I go to the bakery in the morning and I pick up my croissant, and later on I see a child drawing on a pavement, and at night I might have a sort of dream of that the child was drawing a croissant. I didn't actually see the child do that, but in my dreaming mind, all of these things that were not previously connected in my real experience are being combined in my mind. It's almost like the puzzle pieces can be taken, although you acquire them in certain separate boxes. Once it's in there, you can just combine the puzzle pieces in any way possible. The limitations are only kind of in your own mind.
I see. So creativity is basically just stealing with style, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
And a lot of people say, oh, I'm not very creative, I can't do that. Are some people just not creative, and are there ways you can get better at it?
A lot of people feel that they're not creative, and that's because they have certain notions about what it means to be creative. So they only see people who practice sort of the visual arts or music and so on as being creative. In truth, we're being creative in every sphere of our lives all the time. When we speak, when we're cooking in the kitchen, and when we think about new ways to solve problems, we're very, very creative species. Some of us are more easily more creative than other people, but it doesn't mean that in any way we are set in our talents. I mean, whether it's like an Olympic sport, or whether it's trying to improve your memory. Creativity is the same thing. You can improve with practice, and you can improve it in very, very deliberate ways.
Well, practice makes perfect. Imagine that. Thanks, Anna. That was Anna Abraham from Leeds Beckett University.